Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder.
There was once a dream. You could only whisper it. Anything more than a whisper, and it would vanish.
A battle between good and evil.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Where shall I find a new adversary so close to my own level?
Try the local sewer.
You know of the rebellion against the Empire?
The Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Peace means having a bigger stick than the other guy.
One of these days, I'm gonna have a stick of my own.
I'm Groot.
Welcome to the Neverland Podcast. The podcast for lovers of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Please welcome your host, Jeremy.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, I can fly.
All it takes is faith and trust.
Well, if it isn't the Star Spangled Man with a plan, what is your plan today?
Up to Neverland!
Take your pixie out of your pockets, Neverlanders. Sprinkle some pixie dust around and fly away with me to Neverland. It's me. It's your favorite Spider Pan. I'm the only Spider Pan that you know, but that's okay. But it's me, it's Jeremy, and I'm come to lead the way to Neverland, and we're not flying alone because guess who's with us?
Hey, everyone. Eric. How's it going?
Oh, it is definitely going. We are definitely flying. It is going to be a long flight to Neverland because, my goodness, we have so much to talk about. I've been just digging around to see what kind of movie news and stuff we could talk about this week, and I found a lot of stuff. And there's not a whole big amount of things I found going on in the parks, but we got plenty to go and lots of fun to have, so we might as well just dive in and get started.
All right.
Spanning the Disney and geek universe to bring you the best in comics, toys, movies, and entertainment. This is news from around Neverland.
All right, so for Disney Park news, we've already talked about the Main Street Electrical Parade was going to return, but it has now officially returned and it's sticking around till June 18th.
Wonderful.
So now's your chance. Go.
Oh, I definitely go to Disneyland. Am. I definitely am, and I invite everyone. You know, go ahead, come on with me.
Sure. Guess we'll take that virtual trip because I'm sure you'll record some audio for us.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Or even perhaps, you know, we're still looking at the live streaming of Facebook, but you should have access to the within the like page in the group that you can actually live stream it.
Yeah, I'm hoping to.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, just a matter of finding the best place to stand and making sure I got enough battery power.
Yeah, definitely. But of course, with any big event at Disneyland comes new merchandise.
Of course. You know, how is it unlike Disney not to at least make some money off of what they're doing?
No kidding. And at the Disney Parks blog, we've got all kinds of t-shirts that they're showing here. And we looked at the Disney store online, and it appears these are specifically Disneyland only merchandise. Cannot buy it online.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. But they certainly have got some great designs on these t-shirts.
And I have a definite favorite. It has a vintage-style Mickey Mouse in his kind of one-foot-up pose, standing next to the big drum Main Street mm-hmm. Electrical Parade. The only thing that would make this better is if it glows in the dark.
Oh, yes. And actually, Disney came out with some designs similar to this about a year and a half ago, which was kind of a neon color that is glow-in-the-dark. I would not be surprised if these echoed that.
Yeah, it would just only make sense, especially, you know, if they had it, you know, colored just right, because, you know, Paint the Night, you know, you had some stuff to glow along with the show. But how cool would it be if they had, like, just enough black light maybe showing in the electrical parade to make the shirt kind of shine, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just have the right colors. That would be very awesome.
Yeah, it'd be really cool. I don't recall there being much black light itself being used in the parade, but certainly anything to help these shirts glow in the dark would be tremendous.
Yeah, you know, they could sneak a few black lights among the bulbs just to kind of, you know, it's possible. I don't know that they did such a thing. We're just speculating, folks, okay? But they have this really kind of fun, and I'm sure this blinks, it's like a headband with some mouse ears,
mm-hmm.
and it's got little pictures of Mickey, you kind of faint in there, and it's clear ear, so and it looks like there's a switch on it, so I'm saying that this has got to be some sort of light-up device.
Oh, yeah, these headbands, they do light up, and usually... each ear has two alternating images in it. It'll show, you know, it might light up different parts of the image that's on there with these. The images are actually Mickey's head turned in about a three-quarter profile. So you see both of his ears on the top of his head. And I'll bet what happens is when you turn them on and as they're working, the lights will probably alternate around this silhouette of Mickey.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. And what y'all can't see because you're not seeing Eric on Skype is he put his hands up like Mickey ears when he's describing this. We are working on everybody being able to see as we kind of go over some news. I'm working on some details to set up some like Google Hangouts where everybody can kind of participate and we can record some Disney news. Maybe we'll record the entire podcast that way, except for I won't be able to edit in the... story time and things like that, but we are working on that, so maybe you could actually see us, but I need to do an update to my camera.
Well,
so that way you can see.
I just need to make sure to put my laundry away first.
That's probably a good idea. there's also a couple of pins. There's a limited release pin, which has Mickey holding the Main Street Electrical Parade drum
mm-hmm.
with a train.
Yep.
Very cool. And an annual pass holder limited edition, which has the Cheshire Cat underneath kind of a mushroom tree, and Alice you can see standing on top, well, sitting on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's got a dangly bit down there.
Yeah, a little dangly drum, again, for the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Very cool. So annual pass holders, and I'd almost want to keep it with the package, because the packaging for this, it looks like it's all kind of shiny and... I'm not sure what to describe the material.
Kind of like a reflective. And even the other one, the one with Mickey in the train, that looks to be the same type of material, just tinted blue.
Yeah, so I'd almost want to keep it attached, because we were actually discussing before we recorded that it's really easy to lose your pins because they're so small.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you stick them on something.
Now, that's not... But the shirts and the pins aren't the only pieces of merchandise coming. There is also a limited edition cell that's been done in ink and paint, which features Elliot the Dragon and Mickey Mouse dressed up as Pete as he appears in the parade.
And he's even holding an apple.
Exactly.
I love this. I would love to get this on a shirt, or at least... Yeah, I'm not sure how big this is, because I would love to be able to hang something like this on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Well, my guess is it's probably about 9.5 by 11, or 11.5 by 9, standard size for an animation cell. We do know that it is a limited edition of 350 pieces. It's going to be framed, unframed, framed with a pin, and framed with a postcard and pin. So... you know, there are going to be a different variety of ways to get it, and certainly going to be reflecting price points with at each of those styles as well.
Yeah, these are going to be at the Emporium and Disney Showcase there at Main Street, USA. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there will be an after-hours premiere ticketed event that will be available as well.
Well, that actually happened back on the 19th.
Yeah, I guess it did.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Cell, however, is only going to be available at the Disneyana store in Disneyland, which is actually just right as you walk in through the East Tunnel. You turn to the right, and there's the old bank on Main Street. That's now the Disneyana shop. And so that's, you know, if that's one of your first places that you like to visit, that's the first place you see as you walk into the park, at least on that side of Main Street, and it's the last place you see before you leave on that side as well.
And so it's definitely probably a good place to hit as you're leaving the park, so you're carrying your merchandise out on your way out the door instead of carrying it around all day. Mm-hmm. I know in Walt Disney World, when I purchased items, I was staying on Disney property, so I could have my items sent over to my resort, mm-hmm. so I could pick them up before I left. Now, does Disneyland have that capability?
Yeah, Disneyland has that capability where it can be sent to your room if you're staying on property. The Disneyland Hotel, the Grand Californian, or the Paradise Pier Hotel. But if you're just planning on spending the day there, there actually is a way that you can have items held to pick them up at the end of the day before you leave the resort.
Awesome. Yeah, so that's definitely something I would take advantage of because I hate carrying stuff around all day.
Oh, definitely.
It does tend to make things a little bit messy. All right, we've got some movie news. Okay, now this is unexpected because I had thought that we were going to get an Inhumans movie. That had been, I thought, part of the plan that they had announced. Mm-hmm. But we're actually getting a series next fall.
Exactly.
On ABC.
And, yeah, this is a little bit different from anything that any of us expected. We're going to have a big two-part movie, actually, which leads into the series.
Yeah, this is being directed by, I'm going to probably butcher this name, Roel Rein.
Or Ryan.
Or Ryan, yeah. You've probably never heard of him because he's done a lot of direct-to-video releases like sequels to like low-budget movies mm-hmm. from I saw on the list. This is going to be exclusive in IMAX theaters for 2 weeks this September. Now, there's going to be something, I guess, exclusive about going to see it in IMAX, but I'm pretty sure this being the pilot episodes that they will be showing it on television when the series launches.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
So this is very, you know, very cool. They've got a lot of new characters to introduce, but I guess since they've spent a lot of time introducing the Inhumans on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it doesn't make sense to continue that as a television. That way they can easier tie Daisy in to the entire, you know, mm-hmm. world of the Inhumans. So
yeah, well, and definitely into the royal family of the Inhumans. I know for quite some time there was a rumor going around that Vin Diesel was going to be playing Black Bolt. Who's to say what the plan is now, since the actual official movie has been taken off of the Marvel Cinematic Universe schedule. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they change it for this new series.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious what the decision behind or what the thoughts behind the decision was, but I have a feeling it has to do with, since they've already had the Inhumans on television, just to continue with that concept. Yeah. So it makes sense. It's just it's a little disappointing that we're not getting a regular feature film. But speaking of interesting feature films, there is an animated Spider-Man film coming, and it's being written and produced. Now, I remember coming across this before, and I think we've talked about it, mentioning it, that there was there were talks about it. But Phil Lord and Chris Miller, known for the Lego movie, mm-hmm. are going to write and produce this thing. And then Bob Proschetti, who has directed The Little Prince, which I don't know if it ever was in theaters, but it's on Netflix, and I've been told I should check it out, and I do plan to watch it. And then Peter Ramsey, who directed Rise of the Guardians, which I did see. It is pretty good. So they're set to team up and direct this as an animated film. And from what I was reading, this is going to have a traditional-looking Spider-Man outfit, but inside the outfit will be Miles Morales and not Peter Parker. Which, to me, is a little disappointing, mainly because I never read anything with Miles Morales. I didn't care when they swapped him in back when Peter Parker was supposed to be dead in the Ultimate line of comics. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, I'm a Peter Parker guy. So I was like, who's this kid? I don't care.
Well, and I've kind of gotten to like Miles Morales a bit more over the years. He's a different take on the Spider-Man mythos, and they've actually found a way through this, through the whole Secret Wars to bring Miles Morales into the main Marvel universe. And he's actually acting on his own in conjunction and kind of in opposition to Peter Parker in some ways. But it's an interesting and different take on the character. It is one way to kind of expand the Spider-Man family and the legacy. There's been a lot going on with Spider-Man in the comics. I'm not going to go into detail on it.
Yeah, that's a discussion we could definitely have. Yeah, though.
It's interesting, but you know, I've come to like Miles. It's, you know, moving Spider-Man back to being a teenager again and dealing with the life issues and things that come up at that time in your life. He's got a good family around him, and it'll be interesting to see where they take Miles Morales with this animated film.
Yeah, and I'm expecting it will be computer animated graphics.
Yeah, I expect so.
Now, one thing that I would wonder, and before when I was reading about this, they mentioned that they didn't plan to have it part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if they'll find a way to connect it by, you know, when they put this together. Of course, then you'd have two Spider-Mans running around, and that's more than enough for even the regular Marvel Universe in the comics. But to do it in, you know, the Cinematic Universe might be just too much.
Well, I'm just going to hold out hope that we get that Spider-Ham movie one of these days.
As soon as we get that Bat-Mite movie.
Exactly.
Okay, I have a quote from Karen Gillan about playing Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And she says, "What I love about the second movie for Nebula in particular is that we know that she's a pretty angry woman with some daddy issues, but in the second movie, we're going to start to see how much pain her father actually caused her, and we're going to dive right into the relationship with her sister Gamora. I think we might even feel a tinge of sympathy towards Nebula this time, because we really start to see the emotional crack in her character, and I was just allowed to completely explore that and take it into a completely different dimension with her. I was really happy about that." And she also has confirmed that she will be in an upcoming Avengers movie, which doesn't surprise me, the Infinity War.
So, yeah.
Yep. And Thanos is going to be involved, so of course Nebula should be there. And I this excites me. I would like to see some depth to Nebula and the relationship with him and her and Gamora. You know, exploring that sounds very interesting to me. It would be kind of neat to have a bit of a redemption story where maybe she'd start siding with Gamora, you know, it's possible, instead of trying to kill her.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I know besides this about Gamora in this new film, Karen Gillan has said that she did not completely shave her head this time.
Hmm.
So that means we'll probably have a different look for Gamora.
Yeah, well, she did kind of get trashed pretty good there at the end.
Or Nebula, I'm sorry.
Nebula. Yeah, well, we know she lost an arm there at the end of the movie. So, you know, yeah, and I think they've shown her a little bit in the trailer. I mean, it looked very different, but I'm figuring it was supposed to be Nebula. Now, there was a photo I did see online, and it's similar, but yet very different.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, very interesting.
Now, another thing that I find very interesting, what if you walked into a comic book shop and all of a sudden heard Captain America talking to you?
Especially through a plush toy.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, there's actually a really cool YouTube video about this where Chris Evans set up kind of a prank escape room and had played a little bit of a game and then introduced himself to a couple of people who were inside of a comic shop. But it was all to help announce this charity event he's got going with Omaze.
Mm-hmm.
So omaze.com/experiences/Chris-Evans. Go and check this out. There are various different levels of donation you can make to get an entry to win to do an escape room with Chris Evans himself.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. You know, the closest thing I can compare it to is, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Man Who Knew Too Little with Bill Murray.
Nope, unfortunately haven't seen it.
It's about getting people who have no idea what's going on invested in a storyline that's going on all around them. And in this case, it was Chris Evans getting people in this comic shop to kind of team up with Captain America and figure out how to overcome or even infiltrate Hydra.
Yeah. And this is all going to benefit Christopher's Haven, which is a home for kids when cancer hits home, is what their slogan is. Now, I think this might be something that he's joined with Chris Pratt, because they're both pictured together in a photo on the page, and I know they get along swimmingly, and they've done some stuff, and being that it's called Christopher's Haven, I wonder if this is something they've joined together to do. But they give, you know, when families have to travel for cancer treatment for the child, this provides them somewhere to live. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's really cool, and they have massage therapy, pet therapy, arts and crafts, movie nights, birthday and holiday parties, bell ringing ceremonies, outings and sporting events, and the other excursions to local attractions. So they try to keep their spirits up while they're, you know, when you've got a, I don't have any children myself, but you do. And I can imagine if you found out one of them had cancer, it would just be out of your mind.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And the great thing is, you know, this isn't the first time that we've seen a team up with Omaze like this. There've been, I know. Now I'm suddenly blanking out.
Wasn't there some Star Wars?
There has been Star Wars. There's
Robert Downey Jr. did something. Yeah, yes.
Robert Downey Jr. working with Omaze to, you know, raise money for these charities and these organizations, really to help families take care of the things that they need to take care of.
Yeah. So very, very cool. There's some of the donation levels have already sold out. Which, you know, considering the highest one that's left, there's only two left where you'd get a T-shirt and a poster for Age of Ultron, and that's a $500 donation. That there's only two of those right now as I'm looking at it, but there were also autographed copies of Captain America: Civil War and just a DVD. That's already sold out, and those were probably going for at least like what, $750, maybe $1,000.
Wow.
And then Chris Evans also was recording voicemail messages. Personalized. Those are already sold out. And they've also even sold out of a signed Captain America poster. So I'm thinking this has been pretty successful already for the amount of money that's coming in. And of course, for every $10, according to when I was reading this originally, for every $10 that you've donated, that's one entry you have. So the lowest level is you donate 20. Well, there's actually a donate $10. That's 100 entries to win at $10. Okay. Oh. 250 entries to win at $25, and you'll get a digital thank you card from Chris Evans. At 500 entries, or it's a $50, you'll get an Escape with Chris keychain. If you want a T-shirt, that's a $100 donation. There's going to be a total of 1,000 entries. So everything is limited. So if you want to get in on this, definitely do it. And if you're saying, well, I don't live anywhere near Chris Evans, that's okay. This is you and three friends. You will be flown out and put in a 4-star hotel. Plus, you can celebrate your... I like the way this is phrased on here. Celebrate your escape or soothe your sorrows with burgers and beer. So if you manage to not escape the room, and no telling what this is going to be. There's a list. I mean, it could be a murder mystery. You could be in a haunted house. No telling what this is going to be, but you're going to go through the... And I don't know that Chris Evans even knows exactly the solution to the room you're going into. You might just be going through a whole experience, and you're going to have to solve it together with Chris Evans. I'm totally down with this, because I love helping out cancer families anyway. So I'm keeping this page open. I'm going to come back to it later so I can sign up for something, because this will be fun. And if I win, I'll definitely report back every little detail that I can. But odds are I'm not going to win. But I'm going to try, and I'm going to at least donate and help some of these families out, because this is so cool. I'm really excited when I saw this. This is just great.
Oh, yeah. And you know, with Chris Evans behind it and working, you know, with the organizers, it's going to be fantastic.
Of course it is. I mean...
Oh, wait, probably that's probably the wrong word. It'll be assembling? No.
Well, you will assemble with some friends.
It'll be amazing.
Exactly. It will be amazing. Uncanny. I can't think of any good Stan Lee words for this other than Excelsior. It will be Excelsior.
It'll be wood pulp shavings.
Okay, yes. If we want to go for that literal meaning, then yeah. Look it up on Google, folks. Well, I think we better go have a visit to the trailer park.
All right.
Mama, now the gator got in the house.
Now the gator? Give me that shovel. Come here.
Get him all. Get that gator.
The Neverland Trailer Park.
Hello? You know you gotta pay for that, right? Hey, come on.
Not okay!
We got ourselves an X-Men fan. Maybe a quarter of it happened. And not like this. In the real world, people die.
Logan.
I don't want to talk about it.
Logan.
Just stop.
Be careful. I need the girl.
What girl?
Go get her. No. No.
And we're down. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, we're down. Oh.
She's like you. Very much like you.
So we're down.
Oh. I am not whatever it is you think I am.
We're down.
She needs our help.
Someone will come along.
Someone has come along. This is what life looks like. People who love each other. A home. You should take a moment. Feel it. You still have time.
All right, so that was Logan. Word of warning, we suspect this could end up being an R-rated film. So when the film comes out, I will not be reviewing it here if it's an R-rated film, but I will probably blog a review because we tend to be family friendly, and if this movie does push the envelope of family friendliness and go outside, we won't be able to talk about it. But the trailer we'll still talk about because this looks very interesting.
Oh, yeah, and it's Wolverine as we haven't seen him.
Old and taking care of a young girl that, now this is definitely X-23, mm-hmm. And I don't know a whole lot about her in the comics, but I know that she's like a clone of Logan.
Yes, a clone of Logan who actually has two claws that come out of her hands and one that comes out of her feet.
And she's definitely using them in this trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess it's supposed to be kind of funny. At the beginning of this trailer, you see her, you know, maybe she's not familiar with what's acceptable human behavior, but she's in a convenience store and she's hungry, so she's just snacking on some stuff and some sunglasses. The clerk says, "Hey, well, you know, you need to pay for that," and she attacks. But the part that I guess is supposed to be funny, but it's also like, wait a minute, you just stole. But it looks like Logan comes in after he goes and scolds her. He steals a few cigars on his way out the door. So it's almost like he's teaching her, no, it's okay to steal, just don't kill the clerk.
Mm. Moral relativism.
I suppose. Well, they are saying this is almost like a post-apocalyptic world that they're in, where there's mutants are just pretty much wiped out from the Earth.
Mm-hmm. And it does in some ways follow the Old Man Logan story arc that was from about 6 or 7 years ago in Marvel Comics, in which basically Wolverine and, I can't remember if it was Hank Pym or Hawkeye, I think it was Hank Pym, basically cruise across the desolate countryside trying to get from Nevada to New York to find some way to basically save and rescue his family.
Hmm. And that seems to have some similarities because this does feel like a road movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we do get to see a very kind of elderly and disheveled Professor X as he's trying to convince Logan to go on this journey with this little girl. So, I'm interested to see it, but like I said, if it comes out with that R rating, I will not be talking about this movie on this show. That's just the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the cookie crumbles. Sorry, folks. But we have another movie that I haven't decided if I'm talking about later.
But I'm pretty sure it won't be rated R.
None of us really know each other.
We're all screw-ups.
But somehow, We were all in the same place at the same time when Billy found those coins.
Guys, check out how we glow.
I'm blue.
Oh, I'm black.
What?
I am.
No, you're not.
Do you feel weird?
We're strong.
Insanely strong.
The answer to what is happening to you is here. You five are the Power Rangers.
Did I just hear you say we're Power Rangers?
Is this some kind of joke?
We're talking to a wall.
I was kind of expecting a little more.
So where were you last night?
Me and four kids found a spaceship buried underground. I'm pretty sure I'm a superhero.
Cool. Pee in that cup.
Power Rangers were a legion of warriors. You must become those warriors.
It's just a hologram, like a video game.
That's a strong-ass hologram.
Not a video game. No one man should
have all that power. You were born for this.
I will destroy everything.
She is pure evil.
How do you expect us to stop her?
It's morphin' time.
Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it.
That's a lot of gold.
This is your destiny.
Let's go! Go!
This is your time.
So this is Power Rangers. I will flat out say, and I've said this many times on the show, I am not a fan of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Maybe I was just too old for when it came out, but I've never been a fan.
Ditto.
But here's what's funny to me. So the original Power Rangers, you had the white girl in pink, the white boy in blue, the black guy in black, the Asian girl in yellow, and the Native American in red. And nobody called the show racist. Of course, you could think of it as red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. And so we've been singing that song for years, mm-hmm. and we don't consider that to be racist. But in order to keep that from looking racist in the modern age of I'm offended by everything and I need a safe space, you have, and it's kind of funny, but they have a white guy who now is the Black Ranger, and we have a scene in this preview where he says, huh, I'm black, and it offends the black guy.
Yeah.
And which, yeah, well, okay, it is mildly funny, but also a little bit eye-rollingly stupid.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing about this that encourages me to go other than mild curiosity, and that maybe some of you out there listening to the show might be interested in this movie, and so I might have to go see it and review it, which there have been times I've gone out for movies that I expected to be awful, but I was like, you know what, for the good of the show, let me go check it out. And I've ended up liking the movie, so... Who knows? I may go to this and say, that was kind of cool.
Oh, hey, at the very least, it's got the dad from Malcolm in the Middle in it.
I never watched Malcolm in the Middle.
Or Walter White, as most people would probably know him.
No clue. Now, I have been seeing... Oh, okay. I didn't watch that. You know, I cannot get into any show where I'm supposed to root for the bad guy.
Yeah.
But another story altogether. I have been seeing the toys already out, and they... They've got more textured layers than your average Transformers in a movie.
Hmm.
I mean, they look like Transformers. And the funny thing is that it seems almost like they've been trying to hide the costumes in the trailers where they don't want to show it to you. But the toys are readily available. You can see their Megazord. You can see everything. So it's like, why are you hiding it in the trailer? Just show it in the trailer. But, you know, whatever, to each their own. I'm still really not that interested in this, but I might go just for the heck of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to at least review the film. Although it looks like they've really altered the characters and the backstories. And I think even some of the fans of the original series, some of you millennials that grew up when you were children, you absolutely love this. You might not be loving what they've done with your characters. But I don't know. We'll see when this comes out. But speaking of toys, I want to throw this in real quick.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I shared this I probably shared it on my personal Facebook page, but I don't know if I've shared this on the Neverland Facebook page, which, by the way, we have a fan page for you to like. We also have a group page for you to join, and you can kind of interact a lot more. But there are these new Masters of the Universe toys.
Ooh.
That the current trend, you know, is these little kind of bags or little boxes where you don't know what character you're getting inside it. They're all over in toy stores, Walmart, and everything. But they have some Masters of the Universe toys like this. And these are actual, like, little figures. The heads are kind of a little bit bigger, so they're a little bit kind of cute that way. But they even come with the accessories that you can put in there. Like, you know, He-Man's got his power sword, he's got the shield. It's like the same accessories that the original Masters of the Universe toys came with.
Wow.
And that's how I saw the Power Rangers toys, really, is why I'm thinking of this. I've been looking everywhere for this. I went to a Walmart, a Target, a Toys R Us, and a comic shop, and I cannot find these toys anywhere.
So are these like a blind bag type toy?
Yes, they're like they're in little boxes, so you can't tell anything. So, you know, I've seen some people posting online, oh, I got lucky, I got He-Man on the first go. And then another person posted a picture, they managed to get Skeletor, but they got it in the mail, so they may have ordered it directly from the manufacturer. I don't know. But I'm very excited for these. But while I was out looking for these, I've also noticed there are all kinds of, you know, there's Marvel ones where there's the, like, little Spider-Man ones, I think little keychains. But they have a Disney villain set that are also hidden in a bag, so you can't tell what villain you might be getting. But they're tiny little figures of Disney villains.
Cool.
So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to collect those or not. I might. You know, I know there's a lot of us that are really big Disney villain fans. I'm not a huge Disney villain fan. I love Disney villains, but I'm not like a fan that I'm going to specifically go out of my way to buy a bag that I don't know what villain I'm going to get. But with Masters of the Universe, I would totally buy one not knowing which character I'm going to get because I love it all.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, like Faker's in there, too.
They want that. Yes, there's a... I take it you've looked this up.
Yes.
Yes, they have a... Aren't these cute? They're oh, so man. Cool. And do not confuse these. I did find at Toys R Us, they have... I don't remember what company made these, but they're almost like a Lego set where you build up a He-Man and a Skeletor, and they look awful. Just terrible. And I was disappointed that that's the only thing I found. But also, if you're a Masters of the Universe fan, you know, they've got new ViewMasters, which it's basically where your phone, you know, you're doing your virtual reality on your phone now. But they have a ViewMaster set up where you use your phone. And of two programs I've seen a Batman the Animated Series, and I've also seen a Masters of the Universe program. And when I was looking at the back of this, it's a game. Somehow or another, they use a virtual reality Masters of the Universe game that you use, and it's a ViewMaster, though, like the old toys, but except you're using your phone. I totally want one of these things. I've got to wait and, you know, until I can afford it. You know, I'm paying for college right now, but, oh, man, I'm such a He-Man fan, and this is – I know I'm sidetracking way outside of our Disney realm, but this is just so cool.
Hey, you know, Neverland is about our past, our history, you know. Hey, and Masters of the Universe is part of that.
Oh, definitely. I love it. I love it. It's absolutely great. Well, we better jump into our Neverland story time. And this time we're going to hear the wonderful story of Robin Hood.
This is your Neverland story time. You can listen along with your MP3 device. You will know it is time to listen when you hear the chime like this. Let's begin now.
This is a Disneyland original little long playing record, and I am your story reader. I'm going to begin now to read the story of Robin Hood. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when Tinkerbell rings her little bells like this. Let's begin now. About 800 years ago, England was ruled by King Richard, a just king, who at the time of this story was away from his homeland on the Holy Crusades. Hugh Fitzooth and his son Robin were master bowmen, who were also living in the country at that time. One day, there was going to be a great tournament at Nottingham, with the finest archers throughout the land competing. Robin was going to be there with his father. The sheriff of Nottingham, who was disliked by the people for collecting unjust taxes, entered his best archer to shoot against Robin and his father. In the final match, Robin's father and the sheriff's archer hit the bullseye, but Robin's arrow split the arrow of the sheriff's archer, and he was declared the winner. Robin gave the grand prize, a golden arrow, to the Queen's lady-in-waiting, Lady Marian. After the unjust sheriff killed his father, Robin went to live in the heart of Sherwood Forest. He changed his name to Robin Hood and vowed to get even with the sheriff and Prince John, the ambitious brother of King Richard. Prince John outlawed Robin Hood and offered a reward for his capture. Many men went to find Robin, but not to capture him, but to join him in his fight against the unjust. One day, as Robin walked through the woods, he came to a narrow bridge. As he started to cross, another man, much larger than Robin, began to cross from the other side.
"Stand aside, fellow," said Robin, "and let me pass." "Why should I stand aside?" asked the stranger. "Why don't you?"
The two men fought, using long jousting poles, until finally the giant fell into the stream. Robin helped him up, and the two men became friends.
"What's your name?" asked Robin. "John Little," the man replied. "Then I shall call you Little John," said Robin.
And the two men went on into the woods to meet Robin's band of men. Robin wanted a clergyman to care for his men's spiritual needs and went to see a hermit called Friar Tuck. As a joke, Robin drew his sword and made the friar carry him on his shoulders across the river to the abbey. When they got to the other side, the friar then drew his sword and made Robin carry him back. Friar Tuck was welcomed into Robin's band of men. Bad news from the Crusades reached England. King Richard had been captured by the enemy and would not be released until a huge ransom had been paid. At a gathering in the castle, all the people were donating money to free the king. Robin Hood and some of his men were there in disguise. The sheriff gave some money and said that was all he had, but that if he had had any more, he would gladly have given it for the king's safe return. Robin Hood and his men sprang forward out of the crowd and presented all the tax money that the sheriff had forced from the people, which Robin had taken from the sheriff's house. Prince John and the sheriff had been going to use the tax money to overthrow King Richard. Now it was going to be used to help release him. Prince John thought of a plan to capture Robin Hood and his men by setting a trap using Lady Marian as bait. He put her in prison and then waited for Robin to attempt to release her. One night, Robin and his men disguised themselves as the sheriff and his archers and got into the castle. They crept down to the dungeons and released Lady Marian. As they tried to escape from the castle, the sheriff and his men attacked them. Lady Marian and Robin Hood's men managed to get over the drawbridge before it began to close, but Robin was fighting with the sheriff on the bridge as it went up. Just before it closed, the sheriff was knocked off and fell to his death, and Robin dived into the moat and escaped. Sometime later, in Robin's forest hideout, a hooded knight appeared before them.
"Where is this man called Robin Hood?" the knight asked.
"I am Robin Hood. What do you want?" replied Robin.
"I have come here to rid this land of outlaws," said the knight.
And with that, the knight removed his hood, and there stood King Richard. Robin and his men bowed before their freed king.
"I thank you and your men, Robin Hood, for all you have done. You are no longer outlaws," said the king. "As for you, Robin Hood," said the king, drawing his sword, "I dub thee Sir Robin."
King Richard returned to the throne, and Robin Hood's men were awarded for their loyalty to the king. Prince John was justly punished, and Lady Marian became the wife of Sir Robin Hood.
I'll sing a song, a rollicky song, as I roll along my way, with a hey derry die and a derry die do and a riddly diddly day. Hark to the tale of Robin Hood and of his merry men.
His likes you are not like to see in all the world again. His bow was long, his arm was strong, and his heart was good and true. Well did he fight to gain the right, and so I pray may you. I'll sing a song, a rollicky song, as I roll along my way, with a hey dairy die and a dairy die do and a riddly diddly day. Now Robin, who is called Fitzooth, is dwelling in the wood. His coat is changed to Lincoln green, his name to Robin Hood. Oh, Robin Hood doth hunt the deer that in the woodlands prance, but oft-times shoots the sheriff's men by sorrowful mischance. I'll sing a song, a rollicky song, as I roll along my way, with a hey dairy die and a dairy die do and a riddly diddly day. Oh, Robin Hood, poor Robin Hood, with a riddly diddly day. He robs the rich to help the poor, a most unusual practice. And now that he has been outlawed, he needn't pay his taxes. I'll sing a song, a rollicky song, as I roll along my way, with a hey dairy die and a dairy die do and a riddly diddly day. Oh, the sheriff with 80 bowmen rolls out of Nottingham town, but Robin Hood left those bowmen a-gasping on the ground. Oh, the sheriff, he dined with Robin Hood, and when he had paid the score, back to Nottingham spurred. But from what I heard, he rode hindside to fore. Now, here's to the tail in the sheriff's hand, and here's to the bowl in thine. And when ye have drunk to Robin Hood, pray leave a penny in mine, oh mine. Pray leave a penny in mine. I'll sing a song, a rollicky song, as I roll along my way, with a hey dairy die and a dairy die do and a riddly diddly day. With a hey dairy die and a dairy die do and a riddly diddly day.
All right, and of course, after we've had our story time, it's time to take a ride. But you know, here's one I've actually been sitting on for a very long time. That I'm like, you know, I really just need to air this. Back at Friends of the Magic, this must have been 2014.
Yeah, 2014.
I had out there representing Neverland as good old Jesse, which, golly, I haven't got to have him on the show in a long time. So he's kind of been busy. He got remarried, but he wanted to go and make sure he got to ride in the tinderbox on the Disneyland train, and he recorded it. And so here is that audio. In case you've never gotten to do this, I mean, this is really, really cool. I want to do this one of these days.
Oh, this is still on my bucket list.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a ride at a Disney park. Let's take a ride right now. Oh, oh.
Show me the fire.
Oh, wow.
A little warm.
We fly some putt in there.
We use biofuel to make our fire to heat the water. Make our steam. This originally, I think, this was an oil burner. I don't think any of our engines were wood burners, but they were probably all oil burners.
Mm-hmm. definitely feel that heat as we go.
Yeah, it gets hotter as you get closer to the boiler, obviously.
Okay.
But we haven't been able to use this for a couple of years because of OSHA regulations. You can't stand above 32 inches without
harness of some sort.
Well, harness or side fence.
Okay.
And we don't want to do that, so we've been using the water hose to, you know, kind of test it for a long time. Never been an accident, but that doesn't matter. So now I'm going to increase the fire, atomize it. This is a blower and an atomizer. So I'm acting like a human carburetor. This is my fuel stick. I'm going to make a hotter, hotter, stronger fire. This heat will pull that pressure down. Always do it in the right order. And if you
stick your head around here, you can see that Cyclops? I'll pounce it, and you'll see it.
No, yes.
That's the level of the water in the water right now.
Okay.
Obviously, firemen's main concern is to make sure you've got always got water, and to keep the pressure constant. Engineers are responsible for all the equipment, all the people, and works the throttle, the whistle, and the brake.
If I could ask a silly question. After,
there's no silly question.
After hours when the park is closed, do the trains get shut down or do the engines run all night? How does that work?
There's two shifts. Like, we started in the morning. We'll turn this over at 5:30. And all the crew, they'll come right here. Just jump on, we jump off. Kind of seamless. This train will go in at, it's the third train. It's called the sweeper. It's the last train out at night. The park closes at midnight. We make sure this train's right at Main Street at midnight. It does one more, what's called the sweeper, where it picks up passengers. Nobody can get off. We pick up, though, bring them back to Main Street and the park is here.
I've done that many times.
We finish the sweeper, we drop them off at Main Street, we come all the way to here, not to here, excuse me, all the way to, I'll show you our switch right past the road. We throw the switch, we'll be back in. And I'll point out our roundhouse. The trains are completely enclosed at night. What we do to try to keep... Look, it's easier to see from the side. Look at the side.
I know.
Now you're cheating.
I'm learning all the secrets today.
Oh, yeah. Fun thing about being up here. So the last train, they cool off pretty quick. So say this train comes in about 12:31. First train goes out about 7. So 6 hours, there might be 25, depending on how hot the evening was or whatever. There'll still be some pressure in there.
Okay.
The start of this. When you start from cold engine 0, you got to bring it up slow so you don't hurt the motor. That's how we do it. Fireman and engineer, we polish all the brass and paint, and the janitorial does all the cars. We're not allowed to touch. Tradition is the engineer and fireman clean the engine every night. First thing in the morning is really hard. That's an emergency bell, so we stop as soon as we can. Somebody either stood up or some safety issue. So we stop as soon as we can. Obviously, we don't stop the steam train outside. We just stop for the
train. And so the conductor sound that alarm?
Yeah, they have. We communicate by hand signals and bells. There's no radio. We don't have radios up here. It's just Walt wanted to run like an 1800 steam train. So hand signals.
Couldn't hear the radios anyway.
Yeah.
It's definitely louder up here than it is in the back with the spiel.
Because the fifth one is being refurbished. That's the engine number one.
rocks.
Now, which engine did Walt drive on opening day?
Two. That was his favorite.
World. Does that bother you guys at all when you go in there because of the darkness, or does dark not bother you at all?
I get used to it. Obviously, at night we run the headlight. First lap in the morning we run the headlight in case sometimes there'll still be maintenance crews from overnight, ladders in there. You got to be real careful in the first lap. Check the little track gets checked.
Well, fuel next time. We're ready to go.
So yeah, just always keeping your eyes open. You got two sets of eyes.
And what's your favorite car of the circuit?
You guys clear?
Going up the river at night is pretty. I look back and the reflection of the lights in the water. That's one of my favorites. Even during the day, especially your first thing in the morning, the river is real pretty. It's peaceful. Remember when the park first opened, the tunnel was dark all the way through. The first part of the Grand Canyon opened in 59, the second part of the Five People World was 65. See ya! Now we have cab lights. What this... our route is 1.2 miles divided into 10 people section, green light. We got that yellow, that meant the zone we're in is clear, but the next zone is occupied. So we cannot encroach into the next zone. If we hadn't turned yellow, by the time we got to the end of the tunnel, we would stop.
Okay.
So it's very, we're clear now, but that keeps us properly spaced. Thank you. Disneyland Railroad.
I appreciate the experience. Thank you so very much.
Our pleasure. Watch your head getting down.
Watch your head.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, now before we sign off, there's a couple of things it's so silly of me that I have not mentioned this stuff more often. But okay, so Disversal Radio, go and Google it, look it up. There is an app for your phone where you can listen to this. This is a live streaming Disney radio station. And so, I mean, they're playing, and it's plays some Universal stuff as well. It's overall a theme park type of streaming live, and I've listened to it in my car with my phone and stuff like that. But they have various different shows, and I actually host a show on there called Toon Tunes that airs every Tuesday, Central Time, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's Central Time, 4 o'clock, every Tuesday, Toon Tunes. I do frequently use some of the same content of what we talk here on the show. But I get to play a lot of Disney music along the way. And sometimes it's completely different. I'll record a completely different show. But I've been neglecting to tell you all about it. I keep forgetting to do it. But, dude, you totally got to go and check this out. It's Disversal Radio. Make sure you're listening in. We're trying to get this built up. And eventually, you know, this might actually be a nice income stream because I'm going to get a little cut of the advertising that runs during Toon Tunes once it gets popular enough. And that could really help me out because, you know, being a college student and not having a whole lot of time to work, you know, the income is taking a beating. So this is a great way to help me out. Plus, you're going to love Toon Tunes. It's a lot of fun. We get to play a lot of great Disney music. We've even added some stuff from Moana here to our playlist of what I'm allowed to play. So definitely go and check it out. And also, I need to make sure I provide links to this. For anyone who's remembered, when was the last time Tim Nidell was on here? Probably last Halloween, we were talking about Halloween specials. But Tim Nidell, host of Saturday Morning Rewind, and I have teamed up to create another podcast called The Mighty Marvel Tooncast. And I have finally submitted the feed to iTunes. So be on the lookout. It should hopefully pop up sometime this week. Make sure you subscribe to that on iTunes. What we're doing is, well, at the moment, we're going to go through the 90s X-Men and Spider-Man series, alternating back and forth, and watch the shows. So we're going to have a YouTube channel. We've got that already up and running. We're doing live commentary, watching the episodes, and then we record a podcast talking about the episode and some of the production and things like that, and spotlight a character. So it's a great new podcast, and I'm even putting the audio from the commentaries into the podcast feed. And if you go and if you go to marvel.neverlandpodcast.com, and eventually we'll probably give it its own domain name. You can find the RSS feed right there if you'd like to check it out. There's two episodes only in the feed right now. We did a introductory episode where we covered Pride of the X-Men, which was this really great animated episode pilot that was done by, you know, like the Marvel Animation and Sunbow, back who did like G.I. Joe and Transformers. So it's that good quality animation from the 80s. So we have both an episode where we're just talking about the episode. Then you can go to YouTube and you can watch the episode with us with our commentary, or you can just listen to the commentary as a podcast, which you can take that audio and you can sync it up. And if you happen to have a copy of it, because it was released on DVD, if you happen to have a copy, you can watch the episode with us and listen to our commentary. So lots of fun and exciting things happening with a brand new show that we might be a little slow getting things out, you know, because it's not going to be a regular weekly thing. We're hoping to do maybe two episodes a month. That way we have an X-Men and a Spider-Man each month. And when we run out of the 90s show, there's X-Men Evolution, there's Spectacular Spider-Man. We might even get into that one season of Wolverine and the X-Men. And I even have been asked if maybe we might be able to cover there was an Incredible Hulk animated series, which I never got to see, but maybe we can track it down. There's so much potential, so much fun to have on this, so definitely go and check it out. And Eric is just like, okay, I have nothing to add to that. So, oh, but hey, guess what?
What?
Oh, I was waiting for that one. We've got a new Lost Boy.
All right.
Now, I've got a fun email. Now, for any of you who have not joined the Lost Boys or Pixies, you can do this directly on the Neverland Podcast website, neverlandpodcast.com. There's a thing of joining the Neverlanders. It's very simple. All you have to do is come up with a good nickname and then tell us why you chose that nickname. I want this nickname to tell us something about you, part of your Disney fandom. Like Eric is Brentlaw, and it's, you know, it's Walter backwards, okay?
So, well, and it's more than that. I ended up working for a company that at one point was owned by Retlaw. the corporation.
See? So it tells you something about him. You know, it's very, very cool. And that's where I've put Spider-Pan, you know, because I am the Pan of Neverland, which I've been calling myself since we started this. But because I'm such a Spider-Man fan, I'm the Spider-Pan. See, that's how this works. But we've got a new Lost Boy that has joined us. Now, he also registered with the website, and so I got his name as being Thomas. When he registered as Lost Boy, he put TJ, and he put his chosen nickname as Lost Boy Tom. And the reason he gave me is, it's cool. Now, that's not good enough. We can do better. So I'm going to give him a nickname. And you know when Snoopy dresses up and he calls himself Joe Cool?
Oh, yeah.
So I decided I'm calling you Lost Boy Tom Cool because it's cool.
All right. Welcome, Lost Boy Tom Cool.
Welcome, Tom Cool. I will, as soon as I get a chance, I will hop and add your name to the list of Lost Boys right there at NeverlandPodcast.com. And, of course, you must remember to take the pledge. Grow wise, grow strong, but never grow up. Alrighty. Well, I think that wraps up everything we've got for this week. What do you think, Eric? Is there anything else we didn't hit?
You know, that just about covers everything that I can think of.
Yep, we've taken a ride on the train. We've got to go through some really great Marvel movie news. We've found a great event that we can donate to. I mean, this has been a great show. So I guess it's just time to play that sounder until next week. And I'm doing my golf swing like I'm Johnny Carson as we go right into the ending. Ta-do! Don't you wish this was a video? It's coming. I'm going to do it.
Hey-o!
Exactly.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPCast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/NeverlandPodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Blue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless!
Yeah! Hello everybody, this is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Yeah!
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.